Her eyes continue to improve a little bit. Still has an appointment with a specialist coming up on the 30th, but she continues to make the progress she's making. We may not need to do that, or we might. We're going to take the recommendation of our local ophthalmologist here. And for those of you who don't know, Robin has kidney disease and some other issues, and in the run-up to trying to get the fluid off, you know, from that, she was taking a lot of diuretics, which is a typical treatment. Apparently, the fluid thing was working, but her eyes dried out, so her corneas dried out, and she basically lost her vision for a while. Still not seeing well enough. She can see light and shapes, but not a lot of details. So the process last week was to put some patches on her eyes, basically some contacts that were there to protect her corneas, which had dried out. And that seems to be working. The corneas seem to be coming back. The bad thing is they're so small. If she rubs her eyes, she rubs them off, and you know that then they don't do what they're supposed to do. So she's got some protective shields on her eyes now to keep her from rubbing her eyes. She's still taking drops every hour or so, antibiotic drops a couple times a day. And, you know, so it's a process, but it's a slow process, but it seems to be improving a little bit. Her vision improves just about every time she goes to the ophthalmologist, which is right now twice a week. So we'll find out Tuesday how this latest go-round went, and we'll see what happens. So that's the update on Robin. Just want to let you know. Let's say hey to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you this morning?
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm all right, buddy. What's going on?
Okay. Not much. Just normal daily stuff.
Yeah. Did you survive the cold weather?
Yeah, so far.
I see. You're here, right?
Yep, I'm here. If I was outside, I'd be, I'm standing up and looking down to the top of the grass. Well, of course,
that's right.
Grass,
but that's right.
Yeah, but for that.
Yeah, so. I got you. Well, that's good. I'm glad everything's moving right along. So looks like a little bit of a warm-up this week, so we'll see. Mm-hmm. You know, get out of the deep freeze here a little bit, so that'd be good, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, I'll tell you. It is what it is. Hunting season's coming to a real close this upcoming week. They got the archery season closing on the 31st, and then on the 1st, which is next Saturday, we have that primitive deer season with the flintlock percussion cap, recurve bow, and longbow, which is good, and I'll be hunting that. Hopefully I'll be able to take one more deer and maybe even a sick of deer for the freezer, which would be lovely. Oh, look there on the camera.
Yeah. You know, I haven't really been hunting too much this time. I didn't want to, but just because sometimes getting a ride out there is if I don't drive anymore.
I understand it.
And the accident, I don't seem like it's been over 4 years ago, but it's
been that long, huh?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the camera here. Hadn't looked at it since I woke up, and last time I saw it, there was a deer on there at 12:39, and then they started showing up again about 3:00. I got a little spike buck on there, and a doe, and a 6-point, and they're on there they're on there quite a while. They're on there for, last picture was, that's a 6-point, the last picture at 4:14. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yep, got two cameras going, got them both reactivated yesterday. One of them had gone down and put some more corn down for the deer. And it's been interesting watching this camera all season. You get familiar with the deer, and then you go, yeah, you know, I've seen him on camera so many times. I don't know if I want to shoot him. He looks like he's young. We're going to Yeah. It's not like you're sitting there and a deer shows up. You go, oh, there's one, bang. You know, it's like, oh, that's that 6 point. You know, it's a whole different perspective, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's pretty funny. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. That is one thing I did get done. I had loaded the 50 caliber percussion cap custom rifle a while back and got it ready for this season. But this week, my backup gun is a 54 caliber Renegade, Thompson Center Renegade.
And
Got that one loaded up. I got 80 grains of black powder in there. Put a little 4F down the barrel to make sure that goes off, and 54 caliber round ball. I'm not even sure what weight they are, but we'll see. You never know. I hope I don't have to use the backup. I really prefer to use the other one. So
I got a Thompson Center Hawk in them 45 caliber.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. That is a good one. So,
I bought it off my brother some years back, and I was talking about getting one. He said, "Well, why don't you buy mine?"
Well, there you go. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, get it out there. Get it out there next Saturday and see what you can do with it. So, it's all open sights, you know, no telescope. So there's one thing I did have done. The one that gathers the light, True Glow or whatever that was, sight put on the front of the, on the other one, because it had a beautiful, beautiful sight picture, but it had a little brass bead on there. And you get towards, you know, sunset when you have a few, you know, a few minutes left, it's very difficult to pick that up on open sights. I think the fiber optic sight will work a little better. So we'll see. We'll see. Hope I don't need it. Hope I get one in the daytime.
Yeah.
That's much better, you know.
I like getting them in the morning, because if you go out and you run and on, then you got to, it's getting lighter as you do look for it. So.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, I agree with you. That daytime thing is much, much better than trying to deal with them at night. So
when you get it like the last 5 minutes of hunting time or something, already
and that's when the deer show up. But you're absolutely right. Yep. Then the work really starts, because number one, you got to find it, and then you got to field dress it in the dark. And
yep.
I know. Did that a couple times this year and last year. So yes, sir. But that's part of it, I guess. Yep. So anyway, well, thanks for the call, buddy. Good to hear from you. Stay in touch. You sound pretty good. What's that?
Said tell Robin I said hi and all.
I will do that, Glenn. I sure will. She's she wanted to tell everybody, you know, that she's doing all right, and you know, thanks everybody for the prayers, and she's you know, she's just looking forward to getting back on the air. But it's just been really, really tough. The last, I can't believe it. It's been 8 months. So. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thanks, Glenn.
Bye
bye. Right. Yep. See ya. Bye bye. There goes Glenn. You know, a news release came out that they're, you know, we had Eric Zlokovich on the air talking about the big controversy with the circle hooks versus the J hooks. You know, last perch season, there were anglers who were being warned and cited that they, you know, if they're using live minnows on a shad dart for perch, that they were in violation of the law. And they technically were in violation of the law the way it was written. It was written so broadly to protect striped bass that, you know, unbeknownst to the anglers with no intent to break the law, they were falling under this finfish, you know, had to be, or live bait had to be on a circle hook for perch, you know, and anything else. So these guys are going out there with little bull minis and, you know, grass shrimp and night crawlers, everything else, fishing on a dart and, you know, fishing for perch, and the NRP standing there, well, that's not a circle hook, that's a J hook. And so it led to a lot of bad feelings among the early season fishermen. So they decided they wanted to do something. And I don't know if you remember that show where we reviewed the options. You know, well, we'll figure out what kind of bait they can use. And we have 9 different types of minnows that the, you know, if they use A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, you know, all these different minnows. And then they said, well, you know, well, it's come down to more public input is needed by, I think, the 10th or 11th of February. It's come down to a proposal where they're simply going to say you must use circle hooks when targeting striped bass with spot and yellow perch, anything over 4 inches, which is reasonable. So we're going to have Eric Slokovich back again to talk about that in the next hour. And we'll talk about whether, you know, the anglers are in any danger of being cited this year, this season, for, you know, doing the wrong thing, or if, or you know, just about when this whole thing's going to go into effect. So stay tuned for that, and we're looking forward to seeing Eric. So that's a good thing. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410 922-6680. So how'd you like that cold weather? You know, if you'd listen to me, and I'm not lecturing, I'm just putting it out there, and gotten a freestanding wood or pellet stove for your alternate heat source, or you went ahead and filled that old hole in your wall, that old fireplace that you don't use anymore, with a beautiful gas or wood or pellet or even an electric insert, you'd have been a lot better off, wouldn't you, in that 10-degree weather. Yeah, well, we enjoyed it here. I mean, I did, and it was very, very nice. The fireplace is over there, just kind of, you know, just kind of glowing along here right there this morning. So why not stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island? They'll take care of you. They're the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. They've got it all. They've got the freestanding wooden pellet stoves. They've got all the inserts, and they carry Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. And Robin and I picked the Enviro EX35. It's got a nice faceplate on it, you know. And Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation and helped with the masonry work. You know, they sent the guy with that masonry work, and he did a beautiful job. So you can do all that yourself, too. BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. That phone number is 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. They're at Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's the fireplace. Now, I've been talking to Clyde at Clyde Sports Shop. We've been talking about his upcoming fishing sale. We'll bring you more on that when we get a little closer. It's a 10-day sale in March. And as always, a lot of good deals. Kind of a cool thing they're going to have this year during the sale is a ugly stick weightlifting contest. How about that? You'll be able to lift how much weight that ugly stick can lift, and then you put a guess in there and you'll see what happens, you know. So, yeah, they're gearing up for fishing, no question about it. Live bait, minnows. They've got all the fishing tackle. They've got the shad darts, and they've got the, you know, the hooks and the lures and everything else. If you need, you know, little inline spinners or darts or any of that kind of stuff, they've got them. They'll put new line on for you and get you out there fishing. And, you know, it might be a little cold right now, but, you know, this week it's going to warm up. So there might be some fish moving out of those deep holes in the creeks and moving upstream a little bit. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne/Halethorpe, Maryland 21227, just off Beltway Exit 9. They've been around since 1957. That number there is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. Of course, they take all major credit cards. ClydesSportsShop.com. That's ClydesSportsShop.com. It's the website. So for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, fishing and crabbing, all the accessories and accoutrements, Clyde Sports Shop is your place to be. 410-242-6108 in Halethorpe. We'll be right back.
I got 35 with EV.
19th annual Firearms and Men's Night Auction is 2 days this year, Thursday and Friday, February 6th and 7th, at A&M Auctions, 8000 Esham Road, Parsonburg. See amauctions.com. The second day is Friday, February 7th at 5.03 p.m. The live auction will be conducted at the A&M Auctions facility. That, again, is 8000 Esham Road, Parsonburg. Online bidding will be available at www.amauctions.com via proxy bid. On the auction block, a selection of over 400 firearms, including antique and modern rifles, shotguns, handguns, and more. You can preview Monday, February 3rd from 4 to 7 and Friday, February 7th from 4 to 5. See amauctions.com for more information. Sold!
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look pink. Old Salad Annie, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of pork salad and carry it home in a cold sack. Pork salad, Annie, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a-working on the chain gang.
Pork salad, Annie, a mean, vicious, street razor toting woman. Sing it, Elvis. Hey, let's talk to Joe in Parkville. Morning, Joe.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm just rocking along here with Elvis.
Elvis, I was going to say, poke salad.
Poke salad, Annie.
I've never eaten it, although I have often. I keep seeing it when it's too late in the season for.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. So what can we do for you, buddy?
Well, I was besides you mentioning Clyde's, which is a wonderful place to go, and I probably go there to get my fishing license, I was thinking about the spring perch run. When do we expect that?
Anytime, really, anytime. I mean, they're catching perch right now in deep water up there in the Susquehanna. They're fishing 80 feet of water, and the fish are there. And, you know, the perch run is based not on temperature or time of year or anything like that. It is kind of, but it's based on, as my biologist buddy Dale said, the length of daylight hours, and there's a certain period of time when that works. Whatever daylight hours they need to do their thing, I forget what it's called, it's diurnal period or something.
What an odd thing.
Yeah, that's what all spawning is based on, the length of daylight during the season. So I think that kicks in probably going to start here in the next week or 10 days, and you know, it'll go for a little while. So it'll be the yellow perch first. The big females will come up first to lay their eggs, and then the males will come up to fertilize their eggs. But there's fish right now. I mean, there's fish in, if you know where the deeper holes are in some of these river systems and stuff that are popular for perch, and you feel like braving the cold, getting out there in the boat and fishing those deep holes, you can catch them. So, I mean, they catch them through the ice at Deep Creek, you know, all winter long. So they're about, and they'll bite, but just being brave enough to do that.
Yeah. Well, appreciate that. And listen, you ought to get Robin to tape a little something to keep people cheered up by hearing her voice.
You know, that's not a bad idea. That is not a bad idea. So.
Yep. And listen, you can tell your, the great grands or whatever, it's probably a little too much, but a friend of mine has a real young grandson, and they asked him if he knew why hummingbirds hummed.
Okay.
Because they don't know the words.
That's true. That is true. That's why, okay. Yeah, my grandson is, I've got one that's, how old is Jacob? He's 25, and the youngest one is 5.
Uh-huh.
And there's a couple.
Well, the 5-year-old might enjoy that one.
He would like that. Yeah, he would like that. And Brinley just turned 4, so she's
I used to tell the kids, I said, you know what's yellow and very dangerous and sits in a tree? And they look at you funny, and you go, a canary. And they go, what's dangerous about a canary? With a machine gun.
I'm a canary with a machine gun. Yeah, that would be very dangerous. That's for sure. Ay, ay, ay.
Thanks.
All right, Joe.
Keep it up.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Yeah, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Indeed. What else is happening out there? We talked about the fishing license increase last couple weeks ago. We're talking about the end of the hunting season. Now, it's not quite the end. You know, there's some small game. There's some waterfowl. Waterfowl season, end of waterfowl season is next Friday, the end of the month, and then there's the youth and veterans hunt after that. There are plenty of geese, and the warning came out again on avian flu. What is avian flu? It's a disease that affects any kind of waterfowl, poultry, or, you know, songbirds, anything. And it was very interesting. I was talking to Tom Slavin yesterday, Upper Bay Gun Club, and I said, you know, Tom, we're talking about, you know, avian flu and snow geese. I said, have you seen it? And he goes, oh, yeah. I said, really? So I said, what do you see? He said, we were hunting snow geese yesterday morning, and he said, first flock came in, and he said before anything even happened, he said it. Out on the outer edge of the flock, a bird fell out dead, and they just fall out of the sky. You know, that's how bad it is. And I said, well, you know, tell me your thoughts. And he goes, well, he said, from what I understand, and I don't know this, but this is what Tom said he understood, being in that waterfowl world far more than I am at the moment. He said when a snow goose, a sick snow goose, will drink out of a puddle of water in a field or wherever, and the basically the infected material that's in its nasal passages, I guess, for lack of a better word, the snot, hits the water, and then another snow goose drinks after that bird, they become infected. And, you know, it's pretty much always fatal. So it's you know, you got one water source, you got a couple of sick birds, they're all drinking, and after a little while, they all come down with it. So not very much fun. So let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm up early.
I see you're up early. How'd that happen?
I don't know. I guess I pinched myself.
No, I know what it is, man. You get to our age, you're up a couple times a night. No question.
A couple.
All night.
Yeah. Half a dozen.
I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
It's all good. The good thing is, Alan, when I do get up, I do fall back to sleep.
Yeah, that's the main thing. That's a good thing.
That's the main thing. Hey, I hear you talk about the yellow perch.
Yeah.
I haven't been yet. The kids are going to try tomorrow. Actually, I'm going to scout. I'm going to be down that way, the Susquehanna, see if there's any boat ramps that are open. That's the problem.
Yeah, a little bit icy on those boat ramps,
yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah, there used to be access up at Perryville off of a private pier. You could pay, I don't know if it still works like that or not, a fee, and the guy would let you come out on his pier to fish for the yellow perch there. But, yeah, they get out there in that deep water down below the last railroad bridge. I think that's the Amtrak.
Mm-hmm.
Between there and there's a barge that's usually out in the middle there. Now, it's pretty good yellow perch fishing. They are in deep water. It's up to about 50 foot of water, and it's a hoot. But the access right now with the boat ramps probably even frozen over. I don't know of anywhere to maybe even get out right now.
Yeah. Well, we had a lot of ice here early on, and the last few days it's been melted pretty good here in the yard and on the street and that type of thing. So I don't know if the same thing applies, you know, up there or not, but it's not been bad temperature-wise since the beginning of the week, so, you know, but...
Right, it did lighten up a little bit, but I don't know, I was watching some of that polar bear plunge on the news, and they had the slow ice behind, you know, the people diving into the water there. Like,
yeah, no thanks. Ice. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm good. I came across...
Yeah.
We get one of our little dogs groomed down in Cambridge, and we had a grooming deal. I don't remember if it was when.
What is your thought on this bird flu? Is this a problem with the our waterfowl? I mean, is this?
Oh yeah, this is a devastating disease. Waterfowl, poultry flocks, you know, chicken and turkey. Chicken and turkey flocks and that type of thing. Yeah, it's not a good thing at all. You know, eggs are $7 a dozen now, and there's a sign.
Yeah.
There's a sign there that says due to the bird flu and avian flu in the Midwest, the price of eggs has increased. And I saw some eggs yesterday. I think they were a dozen and a half for almost $10. You know, for eggs. I'm like, okay. So yeah, it's bad.
I've already been told my four-egg Western omelet now is going to only be two eggs.
Well, that's probably a good idea.
That's from my wife.
Yeah, well, she's smart. Which number one, she's cutting down on your egg consumption, and she's saving money at the same time. I got to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Here. You hear that dog barking in the background? That's our little Cavachon, and she is barking at something on the porch, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It might be her reflection.
But, yeah, I hope this bird flu doesn't amount to anything within the, I've heard of what it's like four poultry farms on the Eastern Shore. That devastated.
Yep.
From it.
And wild waterfowl is definitely affected. Now, they're not seeing a lot in Canada geese for some reason at this moment, but the snow geese are affected. And there's actually a warning on, from the USDA on the DNR website. We're publishing it in the next hunting quarterly. Let's see.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed the spokesperson for this. In Maryland was a DNR.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get the name. I had no idea that the DNR is the spokesperson, for, you know, the person to go to for, apparently, you know, if you see a bird or something affected, you have
right.
to contact.
Right. Let's see.
Very interesting and devastating disease. How is it spread, Alan?
Well, according to Tom Slavin, Upper Bay Gun Club, the guy I hunt with on a regular basis, they're waterfowl hunting every day, and he said, as in snow geese, if they're in a field that has water where they can drink, and you have one affected bird, as he drinks the discharge from the nasal canal gets in the water that they're drinking, and if another snow goose drinks after that bird, they automatically pick that up, and it just spreads from one to the other to the other to the other like that. That's how it spreads through the, through the infected snot, I guess you could say, for a better word. And it goes from, I don't know if there's anything in the saliva, but it's more so the others. But it just continues to spread, and they're monitoring it, and they got to be careful with it. But if it comes from a wild bird to a tame flock somehow, or it just spreads like wildfire because all those chickens drink out of the same source.
Oh my God!
So yeah,
waterborne disease.
It can be. Yeah, it can be.
Yeah. Wow.
No question.
Well. So they're monitoring it, I guess through the use of waterfowl hunters and people, naturalists or whatever, seeing birds that
absolutely and there's guidelines out there for cleaning your birds and everything else. So I'm searching my phone right now because the press release came out, but I'll do a little bit better search here in a second. There it is.
Let's hope it. One other question: is it up and down there? Is it throughout the country or?
Yeah. Everywhere. It's everywhere. Yeah. It sure is. It's,
wow.
I mean, it's this is nothing new. This has been around for a long time. I remember 20 some years ago, they lost,
right.
I can't remember 50,000, wild waterfowl in the Chesapeake, region, so, yeah, here it is.
Yeah, you hear all these different with, our deer and waterfowl and us, with COVID and stuff, it's a little concerning to think that these diseases exist, but it's part of our environment for sure.
That's right, exactly right.
So, yeah. Yep. All right. Well, yellow perch bite is I know it's there. It's just getting out there. So.
Exactly.
Might be a little break in ice involved to get out there, Alan.
Well. My ice breaking days are probably over. I sea duck hunted in breaking ice on the Chesapeake Bay one day, and that I figured at that point, it's not worth
it.
I'm not. I don't think I'm. Unless I'm on the ice, I don't feel like breaking ice.
Yeah, I remember backing in to a boat ramp one time, not realizing there was skim ice, and watching my trailer lights explode as they hit the ice.
Oh, that's no good.
No, it wasn't any good. I was anxious. I was down at on the Severn River, and we're backing in, all excited to go about going pickerel and yellow perch fishing down there back in the day. And
right.
You know, I was like, oh, well, that's, hey, at least we caught a bunch of fish. So.
That's right. That's the main thing. So.
It makes up for the misery.
Yep. So. All right, man. Appreciate that.
All right. Take care and give Robin my love, dude.
I will do that, buddy.
To feel better. All right,
thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks, okay. Lee. Bye. All right, buddy. Bye-bye. There you go. Yeah, it's very interesting, folks. It really is. Hey, let me tell you about Spurry's Tire Service. We talked at length about Spurry's yesterday with one of our advertisers in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. And Spurry's Tire Service, you know, they're located here in Easton on the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. It's just off Route 50, like two blocks off 50 on one of the main streets through town and headed out of town. Easton is where the locals get their tire and their auto service work done, that's for sure. Spurry's features American-made tires, Bridgestone and Firestone, and any other tire that you need. For your vehicle, whether it's a Michelin or something else, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or truck, any make, any model. And you know what? Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. Now, I know you're not running your garden tractor right now unless you got a snowblower on it. And I know that, you know, the farmers are kind of just chilling out here through the winter. But pretty soon, that season's going to start, and Spurry's has mobile trucks for the farms, the agricultural trucks that go out and take care of the tires on all the farm machinery around the region, that's for sure. And if your garden tractor gets a flat, head on over to Spurry's. They'll take care of it for you, and they'll replace the tire if you need it. If you own any kind of a trailer, boat trailer, landscape trailer, utility trailer, or ATV or RTV or any kind of utility vehicle, Spurry's has the tires for those too. Spurry's offers tire repair on the spot if you need it sometimes. Full service automotive repair too. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light or any other light on your dashboard lights up and alarms you. Just take it in there and they'll diagnose it and tell you what you need to do. And of course, general auto repair too, brake jobs and oil changes and things like that I've had done there as well. Their 24-hour truck service and much more has kept Spurry's customers, including Rob and me and our families, satisfied for over 30 some years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Let me repeat that. There's no appointment needed for tires. If they have them, they'll put them on. Or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton to make an appointment if you prefer, 410-822-7384. That's 822-7384. The website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384. Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn,
Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handgun, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Welcome to the 78th National Outdoor Show, Friday and Saturday, February 21 and 22. At 3485 Golden Hill Road, Church Creek, Maryland. The show opens Friday at 5 and Saturday at 9 a.m. Admission only $8 for adults and $4 per child. Home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in Muskrat Country. The heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. We're proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. Weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all. Savor local seafood delicacies, muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County, Friday and Saturday, February 21, 22. See you at the 78th National Outdoor Show. Hey, for times and details, visit NationalOutdoorShow.org.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
September, fall is coming. I got a feeling and I can't control it. Rumor has it at the hardware store, 6 inches wider than the year before. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of. Big bulls, big bucks.
Oh, big bulls, big bucks. Man, I'll tell you what, they're getting to the point where some of the bucks are starting to shed their antlers. So buddy from Westminster the other day shot what he thought was a nice big doe the other day with a crossbow, and turned out to be a shed head. Now, I've shot a couple shed heads, and mostly on management hunts when you're after antlerless deer. And it's very difficult to tell at, any range or any, when they're moving or anything like that. It's very difficult. And the first time it happened, I was at Howard County, and it was a February hunt. It was very, very cold, and there was crunchy, you crunched the snow going in. It had snowed and froze on top of it. Everything was very, very crunchy. And six deer came by me, all antlerless, and I shot the first one, and it dropped, and I shot the second one, and it dropped right beside the first one, and I just sat there because, you know, the other ones had gone, so, I would have shot a couple more probably, but I heard coming, and I looked down, and there's more deer coming. I'm like, okay, well, that's nine altogether here first thing in the morning, and all three of them were bucks. So I decided, okay, I'll take the biggest one, which was pretty nice mature deer, big 6-point, and I dropped that one. So the rest of them left. I'd qualified to take a buck, so the rest of them left, and nothing else happened, and pretty soon, Phil Norman, the hunt coordinator, came by, and this was, I think, my first year on the program many, many moons ago, probably over 20 years now, maybe 25. And he comes by, and he said, I heard you shoot, and I said, yeah. He said, you get anything? I said, there's a couple there, and there's a buck there. So he walks over and looks at the buck. He says, oh, nice buck. I said, thank you. And he walked up to the other two, and I saw him looking at the doe, and I saw him looking at the other doe, and He's kind of looking all around, you know. Did you get down? I said, no. Okay. He's looking. I said, what's wrong? He goes, oh, this is a shed head. I said, it was just fresh. I mean, it still had, you know, bloody scabs on its head where it dropped the horns off the pedicles. And I said, Phil, don't worry. I didn't kick the horns off of it. That's the way it was when it came in. I said, I didn't even know it was a shed head. So that was kind of a story. But, that's what happens. You shoot them this time of year. And one of the biggest bucks taken this year by a friend of mine, when the taxidermist skinned it, there were already cracks around the pedicles, which meant that he wasn't, this deer was in bad health and was taken, during the firearm season, but the cracks were there around the pedicles where it was getting ready to drop the antlers, and fortunately, they stayed on. But, that's something that was noticeable. That'll be in the next issue of the quarterly, too. That's a deer called Junior Maryland Muley. So, anyway, let's see, 410. WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I think we probably ought to take our last commercial break, and to do that, I want to tell you one more time about Backyard Billy's. Look, it's cold. It's going to continue to be cold. Backyard Billy's is a place where you can fix that. You can get a freestanding wood or pellet stove. You can get an insert, a gas, a wood, a pellet, or even an electric insert for your fireplace. They have all kinds of options, all kinds of brands. They have a great staff, very friendly, very knowledgeable, and their prices are good. So why not stop by Backyard Billy's and see the entire selection of heating supplies at a little place inside called Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's what they do. That is their specialty, is heat and, helping you stay warm. So BackyardBillies.com is the website. Hearth America has a Facebook page. The phone number, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billies is open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue exit in Graysonville, and that's coming from the bridge. And if you want to go up through Graysonville, you just go up Route 18, turn right on Evans Avenue, left on Drummer, and you're right there. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's the fireplace. We'll be right back.
I got 75 with a GB80. 75 with a GB80.
The 19th annual Firearms and Men's Night Auction is 2 days this year, Thursday and Friday, February 6th and 7th, at A&M Auctions, 8000 Esham Road, Parsonburg. See amauctions.com. The second day is Friday, February 7th at 5.03 p.m. The live auction will be conducted at the A&M Auctions facility. That, again, is 8000 Esham Road, Parsonburg. Online bidding will be available at www.amauctions.com via proxy bid. On the auction block, a selection of over 400 firearms, including antique and modern rifles, shotguns, handguns, and more. You can preview Monday, February 3rd from 4 to 7 and Friday, February 7th from 4 to 5. See amauctions.com for more information.
Sold!
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Wow, there's the music. All right. That hour went by quick. Thanks for all the calls. Nice sharing information with you. Time for me to say, if you're headed out waterfowl hunting today, or maybe you're taking a late archery day, or a small game, you never know. Be careful out there. Get out, stay safe. Remember your family. Love your family. Love the Lord. See you next hour.